It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Doug Lascelles. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Doug Lascelles.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this playoff edition of the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Doug Lascelles. St. Charles wrapped up the regular season last week with a 7-3 win over Canal Fulton Northwest in our game of the week here on AM 820. Also last week, DeSales finished the regular season undefeated at 10-0 with a 56-14 romp over Mount Vernon. Hartley is on a 6-game winning streak, clobbering reigning Sports Academy 72-14. Reedy shut out Fayetteville 42-0. Watterson fell on the road to Winton Woods 34-27. Newark Catholic lost to Watkins Memorial 21-14, and Fisher Catholic lost to Whitehall 44-6. So it's on to the playoffs for four of Central Ohio's seven Catholic high school football teams, and we have two games of the week here on AM 820. Tonight, Hartley travels to face 9-1 Jonathan Alder. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play immediately after the preview show at 7:15. Also this evening, Reedy is on the road at River. Tomorrow afternoon, Newark Catholic heads to Bel Air at 1:30, and tomorrow night, Randy and Larry are back at it again as DeSales host Thornville Sheridan at 7 p.m. live right here on AM 820. Our coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:45. We have to take our first time out of the evening. When we return, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about St. Charles' win in our CCO Game of the Week last week, and we'll preview both playoff matches this weekend here on AM 820. Then we'll speak with St. Charles head man, Bob Jacoby. Stay with us on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. He was making the assumption that we love ourselves. And love is expressed in actions, not just feelings. So, do you love yourself in action? I know, the demands of life make you feel selfish when you take a break from studying or working or taking care of the kids to get, quote, me time. But when you don't care for yourself, you're leaving your loved ones with the worst version of you. Tired, haggard, burnt out. And if you're a parent, what's that communicate to your kids about their dignity and worth when they learn by example that self-care isn't important? So if not for your own sake, do it for those who love you. Spend time indulging yourself in things that inspire you so you can live an inspired life and be an inspiring person. Read a good book, eat a little sushi, take a walk, watch a movie, work out, take an extra long shower. You know what? You're worth it. God thinks so. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt had the call of last week's St. Charles 7-3 win over Canal Fulton Northwest in our CCL Game of the Week. Larry joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, it wasn't pretty, but how were the Cardinals able to come away with the win?
Well, it's kind of funny. They tried to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. I mean, they had the ball with about 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, going in for a touchdown at about the 20-yard line, ended up fumbling the darn thing on second down, and gave, you know, Canal Fulton a second chance to win this darn thing. And it came down to the last play on the last snap of the last game of the year. And, you know, it was a 7-3 game. It was exciting as it can be, and it wasn't played very well. So, hey, it's high school football, and St. Charles got a win. good for them.
All right, Larry, St. Charles went through a rough season. How important is that win at the end of the season, and how can Coach Jacoby use that as motivation in the offseason?
Oh, it's huge. When you've got a team that's struggling just to compete, let alone win or lose, and then you find a magical way to win the last game for the seniors and everybody goes home with a smile on their face, it makes it easier to go to the banquet. It makes it easier to get kids in the weight room. It makes it easier to get the commitment you need for next year because everybody has a good taste in their mouth instead of a sour taste in their mouth. And you say, listen, which one do you want? If you want the good taste, I'll see you Monday morning in the weight room. And that's how you build this thing. And so I expect that they'll be much better next year than this year.
Larry, before we go ahead and move on and talk playoffs, what are your final thoughts on the regular season here for the CCL?
Well, we really had one marquee game. I mean, the DeSales-Hartley game was one of those games that will go down as a classic old-school Catholic League battle. But the rest of the games were kind of strange because St. Charles, Reedy, even though Reedy's a playoff team, in the games that we had them, it was tough for Reedy to get it going, tough for St. Charles. Watterson had kind of a down year. And so it wasn't a stellar year for all the teams in the Catholic League, but overall, the play was good. The play was tough. It was hard-nosed. It was all that good stuff. But there are two marquee teams in the Catholic League, and then Reedy would be a distant third. I mean, they're not in the category with Hartley and DeSales, but they're, you know, good on them. You know, they went 7-3, and they made the playoffs, and you know what? They've got a chance to win a ball game this week.
We're speaking with our color analyst, Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy pulling double duty this weekend with two CCL postseason games of the week as Hartley travels to Jonathan Alder tonight in the Division IV playoffs, and DeSales opens the D3 playoffs tomorrow night against Sheridan. You can hear both games right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry, let's first talk about tonight's game. Hartley's on a roll, having won six straight, going on the road. Obviously not a big issue for them. They're used to that. They play a lot of games in the postseason lately. The Pioneers, without arguably their best player and tight end Trey Pugh, who's out with an injury. Is Hartley the only team that can beat Hartley tonight?
Well, Hartley will have to help. Let's just put it that way. Jonathan Alder is a good, solid football team. They've got good football players. And obviously, with Trey being out, he's a Division I football player. And when you put a Division I football player on a Division IV high school football team, he can make a difference, but he's out tonight. And so Hartley's going to have to help Jonathan Alder if Jonathan Alder's going to pull off the upset. I don't think that's going to happen. Hartley's too fundamentally sound. They're too tough. They're big. They're strong. They're physical. I think the Hawks win this one, maybe by two or three touchdowns.
Tomorrow night, DeSales welcomes Thornville Sheridan to Alumni Stadium for round one of the Division III playoffs. The Stallions just completed the ninth undefeated regular season in school history. Just how good and special is this team, Larry?
They have the ability to make the run all the way to the championship. They are that good. They're big. They're physical. They've got two outstanding running backs in Booth and Asamoah, and they can throw the football. They have the ability to do that. On defense, they've got Velasquez on the back end. They've got a good linebacking core, and they're big up front. And so I think they've got a chance to go all the way. I expect them to be in the state title game.
Now, Larry, the Generals have a pretty good dual-threat quarterback in Devin Dupler. What does the Sales need to do to keep him in check and get the win?
Well, the first thing is you have to make them, you know, not be able to run the ball and pass the ball. If he alone has to beat them, I think the Sales will be fine. The Sales has athletes on the back end to be able to defend the pass. They got the big guys up front that will put pressure on him. And so if they can control the running game, then the passing game should take care of itself for the Sales. If, however, the Sales cannot control the running game, which we haven't seen in any of the games we've watched in this year, they've controlled the line of scrimmage. So if they do that again tonight or tomorrow night, they'll be fine. But I think it's the Sales again. I don't think Sheridan has much of a fight in this one.
All right, Larry, thanks for taking the time to join us. We'll look forward to hearing your call tonight and tomorrow night.
All right, man. We'll see you next week.
All righty, Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart working twice as hard with two CCL postseason games of the week. As Hartley travels to Jonathan Alder tonight, you can hear that game immediately following the preview show. And they're back at it tomorrow night at 6:45 as DeSales host Sheridan. And you can hear that one as well on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. And stay tuned after the game tonight for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran will give you all the playoff scores, and they'll talk with the winning coaches from around the area. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores on our website, am820scoreboard.com. St. Charles wrapped up its first season under new head coach Bob Jacoby with a 7-3 win over Canal Fulton Northwest in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday. The Cardinals wrapping up the season with a record of 3-7. Coach Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, how proud were you of these guys to fight through the injuries, hang in there, and get that win in the finale?
Oh, it felt really good because we played pretty much full strength on defense, but we were really deep into our lineup on the offensive side of the ball, and kids didn't have a whole lot of chance to get reps and practice to prepare for that game.
Coach, we talked about injuries. Davion Johnson had a nice game rushing for 94 yards. He broke his hand in the season opener. How tough was it to play the year without your best player at 100%?
Well, it wasn't tough for us. It was tough for him. He also sprained his ankle, so he was kind of in really a bad way. But he played in every single game, and I thought he was a real warrior out there. And so I was real proud. And then the one game that he got back healthy, full-time. We had three guys have season-ending injuries, and so that kind of put him in a different role for us. So he really had to kind of, you know, go way out on a limb just to keep competing this year.
Coach, last week when we talked to you, you said that your momentum for next season would come from the work that you and your team put in the offseason. But how nice was it, though, for your team to end the season with that win and send your seniors out on a high note?
Well, I was just happy for them. You know, we didn't execute real well in that game except for on the defensive side of the ball. It's kind of ironic. The defense stopped Canal Fulton on the two-yard line as time expired or they would have won. Both teams played really hard, and I think that momentum of that ability to not quit and get the job done when the game was on the line is something we can build off of.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals wrapping up the season with a record of 3-7. What did you learn in your first season at St. Charles, and what did your players learn, Coach?
Well, I think we just learned what to expect from each other. You know, St. Charles is a little bit different school as far as the academic side, so that was a learning experience for me. Now I think I have a good handle on that. And as far as them learning from me, I guess, you know, I just have a kind of an old school style. You know, I expect a lot out of them and have expected them to work really hard, and they provided that. So, you know, we had a good relationship going, I think, all during the year.
Now, Coach, what would you like to see your team improve on the most heading into next year?
Well, I just think eliminating mistakes. I mean, we made tons of mistakes. I don't really know what to attribute that to. So, you know, in the off season, I got to analyze, you know, how they were coached, first of all. I don't think they can take all the blame. There has to be a reason for some of the things that happened during the year. And so we need to simplify things and make sure that they're prepared a little bit better than what they were this year.
Coach, obviously your first year at St. Charles, so you didn't have all 4 years with this senior class, but it is your first group of seniors, your first group of leaders. What are you going to remember most from these kids?
I think just their ability to hang in there through thick and thin. I mean, people find it hard to believe, but I really enjoyed this year because of the fact of how hard they wanted to work and how committed they were to seeing it through. They could have easily packed up their bags halfway through the season and just, you know, gone through the motions, and they didn't do that. We came out every week really giving it our best effort, and, you know, I was really proud of them for that.
Coach, thanks for joining us this evening and throughout the season. Very nice of you to stop in and check in with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. We'll look forward to visiting with you next season.
Well, I like the show. I think it's great for our league and for football in general. And, you know, anything we can do to support high school football, I think it is something that's needed, because all teams are experiencing a drop-off in their numbers and things. And somebody needs to twist Ohio State's arm and tell them not to play on Friday evenings. So,
yeah.
You know, that's my comment for the end of the year here.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of folks in agreement with you on that one. Bob, again, thanks for joining us, and we'll check back with you next year. St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. The Cardinals wrap up the season at 3-7. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. Then it's Waterson head man Dan Bajelic and Eagles captain Max Brodka. We'll be right back.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. Football has played a big part in my life, but football's also a lot more than just big plays, wins, losses, and championships. Football teaches young people about dedication, sacrifice, teamwork, and overcoming adversity. So let's respect the game and get out and support your local school. You'll be amazed of all the good things you see happening at Ohio schools.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the OHSAA Radio Network.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app, available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Fisher Catholic wraps up the season 1-9 following last week's 44-6 loss to Whitehall. Irish head coach Mike Yannotti joins us now. And coach, the Rams are a playoff team in Division III. How tough is it for a small school like Fisher Catholic, without many players on the roster, to face a team like that?
Well, it was real difficult because they were more physical than us, and you know, our kids fought the good fight as long as they could, and in fact we made a couple of really good plays. Of course we didn't do enough, but our kids played hard, and they were just up against more than we could handle.
Coach, Whitehall has a very balanced offense, and last week they were for sure. They rushed for 285 yards, and they threw for 250 more. When an offense is balanced like that, how much harder does it make them to defend?
Well, it's harder to defend, and if you add on top that we really didn't put together many consistent drives. One of the things I like to do is play defense while we're on offense. And if you can do that and score, you have a benefit and probably, you know, are going to be competitive in that game. And we didn't do enough on either side of the ball to keep that from happening.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish wrapping up the season at 1-9. You played four teams this year that are in the postseason, two others that were fighting for a spot in Week 10. What can your players learn from that experience going forward?
Well, our younger players, many of which who played an awful lot this year, can learn that, you know, they understand that they have to become physically better than they have been and pay the price in the off season, and they know full well what's going to take for them to take the next step and make the program stronger and make themselves stronger.
Coach, how difficult was this season for you and your players?
Well, for me, it was very frustrating because, as I said last week or the week before, I don't remember which, that, you know, sometimes you look for the magic wand to fix things, and you kind of forget that there are certain things that you do with the culture of teaching, and, you know, because teaching and coaching are the same things, and that if you spend more time on the basic culture of getting your kids to do what they need to do and be very precise about it, you have a better chance. And quite frankly, I didn't do enough of that. And so therefore, you know, we didn't benefit our kids as much as we could have. Now, that wouldn't have changed everything around to be, you know, five or six more wins. But in teaching that, you know, you have to understand that that is your job. And I didn't do a good enough job with that.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, and we understand, Mike, you've made the decision to move on. You won't be returning to Fisher Catholic next season. You alluded to a little bit of it in the previous answer, but what went into that thought process for you?
Well, I didn't feel that me being at Fisher Catholic for 2 years, we made enough strides as far as the culture of extracurriculars, you know, off the field, kind of, you know, out of the classroom sort of thing. So I think that in the classroom we do an exceptional job, and everybody else does as well. But it wasn't, I mean, I didn't see us making the strides to making this a more competitive program across the board. And perhaps it's time for a younger, different, or somebody else to have a different direction for that. I take everything into myself. You know, I'm the head coach. I'm the one who's responsible, and therefore it didn't move in the direction I wanted it to. And again, I think it's time for somebody else to take over and lead the program.
All righty, Coach. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us all season. You're a class act, and obviously you're caring about those kids, making the decisions that you have made. Longtime coach in Central Ohio, and maybe we'll see you back on a sideline in the next year or two, and we'll look forward to that. But thanks again for spending time with us all season long here on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Yes, and I want to make another comment real quickly, if I may, that I really appreciate and love these kids. These kids really put their heart into everything, and, you know, this was about as much as they could get done, and I'm very proud of them for it.
Well, Coach, you put in certainly a foundation for these kids to build on. And, again, we wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. Bishop Watterson had one of its better offensive performances of the season last week, but came up just short, falling to Winton Woods 34-27. The Eagles finishing the regular season at 3-7. Head coach Dan Bajelic joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, you jumped out to a 13-0 lead, but the Warriors scored four unanswered touchdowns to take back the lead. Talk about the momentum shifts in this game.
It was. I mean, obviously, they're, you know, a very talented team, very explosive on offense. And, you know, we knew they'd come back. And we had a couple special team faux pas, too, that, you know, enlightened it. We had a, you know, block punt, and we had a fumble on a kickoff return. So, you know, it only added to the momentum for them when they were coming back.
Coach, we talked about your offense having a good game. Doug mentioned that. They scored 27 points and gained 264 yards of total offense. The past couple weeks, your offense has seemed to be coming along. What has changed the past couple weeks that has caused that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think we just kind of simplified some things and kind of got down to some basic things we felt we could, you know, execute and really try to focus on those things. That's pretty much what I'd say.
Coach, something else that's happened those past couple weeks is Nick Bowen has really picked it up running the football. He has your first two touchdowns in this one, a 77-yarder and a 27-yarder. What has Nick been doing to have his game come along?
You know, Nick's kid has always been had some explosive tendencies for us. We've just been able to kind of get him loose on a couple inside traps. And, you know, I mean, you know, when he hits a crease, he's faster than a lot of people think. And unfortunately, we weren't up able to do that more this year. But, you know, he showed, you know, Friday night against some really athletic kids that he did have the speed, the chance to break a long one there.
Dan, running back Lorenzo Gist scored four of Winton Woods' five touchdowns on the night. What made him so difficult to defend?
You know, I'll tell you what, he's a very athletic kid. He's kind of got that, you know, medium-sized stature, thick lower body. He's hard to get a hold of because he's got good speed, but he's also a very physical kid because he plays linebacker too. So, you know, he presents a lot of talents, and he runs with a lot of determination too.
We're joined by Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. His Eagles finishing the 2016 season with a record of 3-7, and it seemed like all season long your guys were looking for consistency. How difficult was it going through that season trying to get things to gel?
You know, it was. I mean, obviously, you know, it's not always the same thing each time. I just felt, you know, at times, you know, we were very close, and I don't know, maybe sometimes if you kind of get over that hump on a couple wins, close ones here, it gives you confidence to continue that. But, you know, some reason, obviously, we weren't able to, you know, do that on a consistent basis.
Coach, it's always tough at the end of the year when you lose a group of seniors to graduation. What are you going to remember most about this group this season?
Real hard-working group, very close-knit group. They're a really good job for us and, you know, keeping things together and kind of, you know, trying to show the path of the way to do things, the correct way to, you know, become successful. That's what I remember about them.
Now, Coach, especially towards the end of the season, you had a lot of juniors and some sophomores taking on bigger roles. How much can that help you heading into next year?
Well, you know, that I think it gives you some momentum. I mean, obviously, it all comes down to the off season, how much you continue that and develop to the next year. Because, you know, even they're playing this year, the experience will definitely help you because you get a little taste of it at that time. But you know, you got to become a better, you know, athlete all around going into next year to, you know, to obviously take yourself to that next level.
Coach, and with that, what's the one thing you want to see your team improve on most throughout the summer in training camp heading into the regular season next season?
You know, Ryan, I don't think I can pinpoint one thing. There's a number of things that we've got to get better on. You know, every kid individually has got to take it, I'd say, one thing that to try to improve themselves individually because that'll help take care of the whole team as it is. So if each kid does that, then you're taking a step forward.
Coach, as always, we really appreciate you joining us, not only tonight, but throughout the season. Thanks again. We do appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to checking in with you next season.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Eagles captain, linebacker, and fullback Max Brotka about the season earlier this week.
Max, a close 34-27 loss last week to Winton Woods, an opponent that you guys are very familiar with. It was kind of a back-and-forth game. Talk about the ebbs and flow of that one last Friday night.
Yeah, you know, it was just a good competitive team effort to stay in that ball game. We had our ups and downs as a team, but we got up early, and then we made some silly mistakes that cost us the ball game, but even though we were down, we stuck together as a team. We competed, and we made it a pretty close ball game.
Max, especially offensively, it seems like as the year has gone on towards the end of the year, you guys have made a lot of strides. We talked earlier in the season. What do you think were some of the biggest improvements your team made from when we talked last to the end of the year?
Well, I just think that We figured out the quarterback situation, and Cole Andrews was able to get a little more comfortable in the pocket. We had a couple juniors stepped up, and Charlie Spencer and Casey Calhoun, and those guys definitely helped us out in the pass game. And then Coach Bajelic took over the offense towards the end of the year, so that really helped.
What kind of changes did Coach Bajelic bring to the offense? Because it does seem like you guys opened it up a little bit and got some more big plays going.
Yeah, you know, he kind of realized that we need to pass the ball a little bit more. And I think once we started to figure that out in our last two games of the season, we had a 25-0 victory against Zanesville, and we were really competitive against a good Winton Woods team. So I figured out, I think he figured out that once we did that a little more, that we could be real competitive in some ball games.
Max, senior on your team, you've played your last game for Waterson. What is that feeling like?
Well, it's kind of a weird feeling knowing I'm done with high school football, but at the same time, I know that I still have my family from this past year, and now I'm kind of in the role that I just need to support the seniors and juniors of next year and give them any help that they need so that they can have some more success than we did.
And then last question for you, Max. What's going to be a memory or two that you'll take from playing football at Waterson the rest of your life?
I'd say definitely my junior year. I started a linebacker and fullback. We played Hamilton Township first round of the playoffs, and they were the one seed. We were the eighth seed, and we went to their place and beat them 28-3. And, you know, that was a real fun experience. So I would say that's definitely my favorite memory of Waterson football.
Well, Max, thanks a lot for joining us on the preview show tonight. Congratulations on your 4 years at Waterson. And I remember that playoff game last year, too. That's a memory that will stick out in my mind for a long time, too.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Our thanks to Waterson captain Max Brotka and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles finish the season at 3-7. Coming up next on the preview show, we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks as his team heads into the Division VI playoffs. Then we'll catch up with Reedy head man Brian Cross and Silver Knights tackle Cade Canner as they head into the postseason as well.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
In the Chronicles of Narnia, Mr. Beaver describes Aslan in these words. Aslan is the great lion. Oh, says Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he safe? I'd be nervous meeting a lion. Safe, says Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. We like to tame Jesus with images that make him so mild, he's almost boring. Maybe we do that because we prefer a God who doesn't actually challenge us. But Jesus walked on water, appeared before his apostles in dazzling light. He told dead people to get up, and they got up. He's mighty. When you pray, don't hold back. Got dreams? Ask big. Angry? Yell to God. Got doubts? Tell him. Feel like a mess? Surrender your life to God. He can take it. He's bigger than you. He's the king, I tell you. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Newark Catholic is on its way to the postseason despite dropping the regular season finale to Watkins Memorial 21-14 last Friday night. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And despite falling behind 21-7 in that game, you had a chance to take the lead late. But as it had all game, turnovers cost you in the end. How tough was it, coach, to lose a game like that when you know if you'd held on to the ball, you probably would have won it?
Well, you know, honestly, that's the fourth time we've played Watkins, and
And we kind of felt like that was a team played as hard or harder than any of the Watkins teams. They just took it to another level, and they were a motivated team that had lost, I think, what, 5 games by 3 points or less. And they're a quality big school, and we had our chance to, you know, get the momentum, and we're up 7-0, and, you know, had a turnover that led to a touchdown, and then we had a blocked field goal, and then we had an absolute, you know, dogfight. And my credit goes out to, you know, Coach Severino, the head coach, to keep those kids focused. We're looking at it as it's a blessing in disguise, and that we're even more motivated to make a statement.
Coach, despite the loss, your team, you talked about it, still played pretty good. Your defense was solid, especially in the second half. You outgained the Warriors on offense. What did you like from your team last week?
Well, honestly, we've beaten some good people, and we've been beaten badly in some instances by some very good people. And in some of those games, I didn't feel like we competed as well as we could have, and I felt like in a dire situation against Watkins Memorial, we stayed the course and showed poise. So I think we grew a little bit.
Now, Coach, a couple times this season, turnovers have plagued you. What can you do in practice to help with that?
Well, you hit it right on the head. You know, we're trying to spend more time with our quarterbacks and our skilled kids in just film room, where we're just relaxed and we're having interaction with them, talking to them. And then once we get on the field, they know it's not so relaxed. So we're trying to have the best of both worlds, you know, just a place to learn and then a place to go execute on the field.
We're joined by North Catholic head coach Bill Franks. His Green Wave wrapping up the regular season with a record of 6-4. And more importantly, they're the number 5 seed in the Division 6 Region 23 playoffs. They're on the road tomorrow to face the 4 seed Bel Air at 1:30. Coach, the Big Reds have a balanced offense led by junior quarterback Mason Ramsey. He's thrown for 1,545 yards and 18 touchdowns. And senior tailback Tyson Kamsky has rushed for 942 yards and 10 touchdowns. So what's the key to slowing down that duo?
Well, you know, we told the guys it's a football field, 100 yards and 53 across, and, you know, we're going 2 hours away into a very intense environment, and our guys just need to keep it at that, 11 on 11, and focus on football and focus on just playing tough and being inspired. You know, that's a great sport town, you know, like Newark, Ohio. Bel Air is very proud. And we're just excited to, you know, they're one of those programs you hear a lot about over a lot of decades, and we love to play against teams like that.
Coach, your team last year got into the postseason, and you lost a close game to Paint Valley 21-20. How can that experience of last season help you this year?
Well, hey, those bus rides, they're either fun or they're rotten, and we had a rotten one on the way back, and we had a senior class. It was an awesome group, and we really felt for those kids. And I think, if anything, we're hoping to realize that, you know, every minute this week we've tried to, you know, be proud that we're in, but yet know that every bit we can to study and prepare, we must do that, because any team in these playoffs we can beat, and they can also beat us.
Coach, Newark Catholic obviously has a rich playoff tradition with 8 state titles and 35 appearances now. How much do you guys focus on that and talk with the team about it throughout the year?
Well, we focus a lot about just, you know, small improvement daily. And when you do that, you know, then you come in, you know, in good shape and focused as a team in the summer. And you know, then you try to be undefeated, you know, in your non-leagues. And we did accomplish that, which was huge. And then we went through our grind, and you want to win a league title. But, you know, this year we didn't. And so now it's, you know, you're reborn again. It's a new season, and everybody's 0-0.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for joining us. As always, good luck tomorrow against Bel Air in round one of the Division 6 playoffs.
Well, hey, thank you for this great service to for high school sports, and go green and go Bucks.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, on the road at Bel Air tomorrow to open round one of the Division VI playoffs. Bishop Reedy also moving on in the Division VI playoffs, Region 23, with a 42-0 win over Fayetteville, wrapping up the regular season last week. The Silver Knights edging into the postseason as the number 8 seed. Reedy head coach Brian Cross is with us now, and your team is certainly going into the playoffs on a roll, Coach.
We have played pretty solid football the probably maybe 5 of the last 6 weeks, and we are getting better on both sides of the football, and we are excited about having this opportunity.
Coach, we haven't talked much about your defense, but they keep the Rockets off the scoreboard. How well did your D play last week, and how nice is it for them to get the shutout?
Well, anytime you shut somebody out, obviously your coaching staff has done a good job putting it together, a solid game plan, and then your kids executed it. But we have been getting better from week to week defensively, and that's really something that we're going to really need to show improvement in order to deal with Annabelle River, because they've got a great offense, got a great quarterback. This kid is really special, so we're going to have to play our best football defensively.
We're speaking with Reedy head man Brian Cross. His Silver Knights wrapping up the regular season at 7-3. They move on to the Division VI Region 23 playoffs on the road tonight to face the number one seed, Hannibal River. Now in your third season at Reedy, after narrowly missing the playoffs last season, Coach, how does it feel to be back in the postseason where you were, obviously, as a coach at Grove City and Olentangy and some other stops along the way?
You know, it's really exciting to be in the playoffs. At the beginning of the year, when we sat down and talked with our kids, they had a goal to get Bishop Reedy back into the playoffs. We haven't been there for a couple of years. And we kind of talked about how many games it would take us to win to get back in the playoffs. And we thought it would take at least 7 games. And fortunately, we won 7, and it was just enough to get us in. So I think that is one goal that we were able to attain this year, and now, you know, it's a great opportunity. I believe our region's wide open. You know, looking at the 8 teams, I think everybody can compete with everybody. So we're excited to have the opportunity to go down and play River and see how we match up with them on the field. We've had a great week of practice. The kids are really excited. I'm sure their kids are excited. So we're ready to get it to roll tonight.
Coach, Doug kind of mentioned it to start the interview, talked about how good you guys have been playing to close out the regular season, heading into the postseason. Do you feel that your team is peaking at just the right time?
Well, we definitely have improved in all phases of our football team. Our special teams are getting better. You know, our offense is, we're moving the football, we're becoming more consistent. And defensively, you know, we're flying to the football. And the biggest thing was, against some of the teams we played, we gave up big plays, long touchdowns, long runs, long pass plays, and we've kind of eliminated that. And we're going to have to do that tonight in order to have a chance to beat Annabelle. Their quarterback is, like I said, he's very special. They got a couple nice receivers that can take it the distance, so it's going to take a complete game for us to come out on top tonight.
Coach, you talk about their quarterback, Junior Lucas Isley. He's piloted the River all the way by rushing for 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns, passing for 1,200 yards and 24 scores. How dynamic is this kid?
He's special. And when we talked with some of the sports people in that area, the newspaper people, I from what I understand, He's a four-sport athlete, not a three-sport. I heard he was All-State in basketball and in baseball, and I know he runs the 300 hurdles in track, and then obviously he's a great football player. So, I mean, he's just a solid football player. He plays offense. He plays defense. He's their punter. He kicks off. He does everything for them. So we've got to find a way to try to slow him down, and you're not going to stop the kid, but we got to slow him down. And offensively, we got to move the football to try to keep it away from him.
Coach, you talk about moving the football. The River defense is only allowing 15 points a game this season. So how can you keep that offensive momentum rolling tonight?
Well, and we're going to have to rerun the football. That's what we do best. And I don't think they've seen the back quite like Devin. And our fullback, Brandon Burks, has come on very strong. And then now we've added the piece of Troy Williams with his speed. So I'd like to believe that, you know, they haven't seen the speed of those three guys on one football team. So I believe those guys should give Rivers some problems defending them. And like I said, if we can keep the ball away from their offense, I think that's going to give us a great opportunity to win.
All righty, Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight in round one of the Division VI playoffs against Hannibal River.
Thank you, guys.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. Coach has talked about the play of his offensive line the past couple of weeks. Obviously a good group leading a good running attack. A key member of that offensive line is sophomore left tackle Cade Cantor, who spoke with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Cade, you guys headed to Fayetteville last week. Huge pressure game because it was a win and in for the playoffs. You guys come out, got up big early. How good did it feel to get out to that lead and kind of alleviate some of that pressure of it being a must-win game?
We went into the game knowing we had to win the game. We went into the game with the chip on our shoulder knowing we had to win. We went into the game and we played our hearts out. Defense had a nice shutout. Offensive-wise, we had our ups and downs. We put some points on the board.
All right, Devin Dukes, another big game, 195 yards, touchdowns. How good does it feel to block for a dynamic player like that behind you, you know, that you know once you open the hole, he's through it, and it's pretty much a touchdown?
Blocking for Devin is a great privilege, and it excites the whole Bishop Brady family and the O-line. We know for in order for us to block for him.
This week, you guys, like I said, you guys make it to the playoffs, 8th seed. I guess it really didn't matter what seed, just as long as, you know, after last year, just barely missing, getting in this year, you're an 8th seed. You get to play Hannibal River. They're number one in the region. They're undefeated. It's a long bus ride. They're averaging about 40 points a game. What have you seen on tape and what they can do?
Their offense is pretty good. Their quarterback is very dynamic. He can throw and run. He is a threat. Our defense has to step up this week to in order to stop them. Offensive-wise, we think we can move the ball really good. As long as our defense keeps it up and our offense keeps up the hard work, we have a really, really great chance to go far in the playoffs.
And like I said, it's a 2.5-hour bus ride. I've talked before about with other players because you guys have had a few of those this year. Has it helped you guys? Because it's that way you're able to know how to prepare for such a long bus ride and that way you don't get stale or get stiff on the bus?
Our bus trips are pretty long. We know that our travels are long too. We just have to go out, no matter where we play, go out and show out. It's hard to play these places because we don't have much fans and crowd there with us. So.
All righty. Well, good luck this week in the playoffs. Hopefully move on to the second round.
Thank you, sir.
Our thanks to Reedy left tackle Cade Cantor and our Chris Higgins. The Silver Knights open the Division VI playoffs tonight on the road at River. Time for a quick break. When we come back, it's all about our two CCL games of the week with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions linebacker Ryan Corcoran. Then we'll check in with Hartley head man Brad Birchfield and Hartley linebacker and wide receiver Jayton Manley on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today and go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Toddlers are utterly free, maybe too free. In the quiet moments after communion the other day, my 3-year-old repeatedly shouted, "I tooted." They don't care what people think of them. They actually don't really worry about anything. Who's going to pay the bills? Where's my next meal going to come from? They get in their car seats without asking, "Where are we going?" They fall asleep in those car seats and wake up somewhere else and never wonder, "What happened last night?" That's because they know they have a father and a mother who love them and look out for them. So they're free to enjoy the ride. As we get older, we have responsibilities and stresses that pile up on us. But it's important to remember that we still have a Heavenly Father who loves us. And no matter how crazy things get, He's looking out for us. And from the eternal perspective, everything's going to be fine. You know what that means? It means we can enjoy the ride. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
College football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Ohio State's Archie Griffin, on Sportsmanship.
Interscholastic athletics are about much more than wins and losses and the thrill of competition. They're about sportsmanship, representing your school, and setting the foundation for a lifetime of success. Participation in junior high and high school sports is a privilege, not a right, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association follow a higher set of standards than non-school teams. Remember that when we talk about student-athletes, the word student comes first for a reason.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is looking for listeners like you to serve as parish ambassadors. Parish ambassadors work with your parish team to provide AM 820 bumper magnets and prayer cards. The time commitment is about an hour a month. If you would like to serve as a St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 parish ambassador at your parish, contact the St. Gabriel Radio office or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. St. Francis de Sales completed the ninth undefeated regular season in school history with a 56-14 win over Mount Vernon last week. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And coach, you go 10-0 on the season. Alonzo Booth breaks the school record for rushing yards in a season with 1,759 yards so far. And the 432 points you've scored so far this season is second only to the 450 points that the 1998 state championship team scored. Talk about some of these milestones your team is achieving.
Well, they're impressive, and we're very proud of those things. When you think of a tradition like DeSales, a history like DeSales football has, anytime that you're mentioned, you know, into one of those categories, it's certainly a nice feather in your cap. The undefeated season, the rushing record, the points scored, and all that. It's a great thing to be mentioned with the best of the best at DeSales, and you know, when you think of the history, but it is in the past. I mean, we're happy about it. We celebrate it. We celebrate everything good that happens. But definitely got to look ahead here and turn the page and move on, because it's playoff season now and everybody's 0-0.
Coach, heading into the game last week, you talked with us about wanting to get your guys reps, but you also wanted to keep everyone healthy. Were you able to accomplish that exactly the way you wanted to?
Yes, we were, and that's been another thing that we've been fortunate with. We had one starter miss a game with mono. Other than that, we've been healthy, and that's, I sometimes injuries are unfortunate. Sometimes it's just a little bit of bad luck or whatever, and certainly when the injury thing does go your way, you're better off, because attrition is part of football. But here we are, week 11, and we are healthy heading into the playoffs. We're very, very fortunate about that. And as far as the team and getting older guys some rewarding time and younger guys some reps and all that, we've had a good balance of that this year. So we're in a good place heading into the playoffs, I think.
We're speaking with the Sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins. His undefeated Stallions, the number one seed in Division III Region 11. They'll host Thornville Sheridan tomorrow night in round one of the D3 playoffs. It's one of two CCL games of the week this weekend here on AM 820, and it begins with the pregame at 6:45 tomorrow evening. The Generals have a great dual-threat quarterback in Devin Dupler. What have you seen from him on film, and what do you have to do to stop him?
Well, he's a very, very good player, probably as good as we've seen in terms of what he can do with his feet and improvise. I mean, he can throw the football, no question. He can run the football, no question. But maybe even more impressive than those things are the way he improvises. He extends plays by, you know, keeping the play alive with his feet and then throwing it downfield or taking off and running. And in their big wins this year, he's been a guy that the other team couldn't handle. So anytime you have a guy like that, you've got a chance to score points. It doesn't matter what the down and distance is or what the situation is. And I think that's one of the reasons they've had such a successful year. He's a really good player.
Coach, this will be the third time that the Stallions and Generals have met. You beat them 26-7 in a state semifinal in 1996 when you were a player, and then 28-0 in a Division III regional final in 2005 when you were an assistant coach. What do you remember from those games?
I'll tell you, I remember very physical teams, very well-coached teams, teams that were used to winning, teams that played football, you know, very, very hard. They were good up front. They could run the ball. They played aggressive on defense. And it's the same type of thing. Coach Culver was there for, I think, over 40 years, and now his son has taken over, who's, you know, he's not a young guy. I mean, he's young and he's 39, but he's been around Sheridan football as a coach and a player, obviously, for his whole life. So it has stayed in the family. It's a nice little history they have there at Sheridan. And I see the same types of things that I've seen from Sheridan teams all along: physicality, toughness, confidence. You know, as I said, this isn't some team that is happy to be there, is happy to be in the playoffs. This is a team that is used to winning games in the playoffs. So we need to be at our best, and I know our guys understand that.
Speaking with the Sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins. Coach, earlier in the show, we talked with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks about the tradition of that program. Obviously, DeSales has a ton of tradition as well. How do you use that to motivate the kids at this point of the season?
Well, we've talked a lot about it over the course of the year and for the older guys over the course of 4 years. But I think tradition's a very important, very powerful thing. It's not something that gets developed overnight or not even just in a few years. In our case, it's spans over 50 plus years. So just that we represent those that came before us, we play for each other, we understand that tradition is an important thing, and we want to make our mark on this great tradition that we have. So our guys take that word very serious, I can promise you that.
Now, Coach, lastly, what's the key to a win and moving on to the second round tomorrow night?
I think we need to win up front for sure. They do a nice job offensively mixing it up, and then defensively they have good size, really good aggression. So we'll need to, for what we try to do and for what they try to do, we'll need to win up front. We'll need to minimize turnovers. I think the less chances their quarterback has, the better. So if we can control the ball, I think that'll give us an advantage. And then do our thing, you know. Our thing has worked well over the course of 10 weeks, playing physical, wearing people down, playing good defense, having good special team play, having good field position. All those things, I think, will be important in any playoff game, but certainly tomorrow against a pretty dynamic quarterback, pretty dynamic offense, and a real good physical defense.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night.
Okay, guys, thank you.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. We spoke with Coach about slowing down Generals quarterback Devin Dupler. Our Ryan Baker spoke with DeSales leading tackler, linebacker Ryan Corcoran, earlier this week.
Ryan, a big 56-14 win over Mount Vernon last week. You wrap up your season undefeated, 10-0, the ninth time that's happened in DeSales school history. How cool is it to be a part of that?
It's super. It's being a part of tradition like that is really great, and it makes you inspired to do something big in the playoffs. It's a great way to end our season, and now it's phase two.
Ryan, all year your offense has gotten a lot of the headlines, as well they should. Alonzo Booth having a great record-breaking mm-hmm. year. Your offense has scored the second most points in DeSales history for a season, but your defense has been very solid as well. You're the leading tackler on this defense, one of the leaders on the defense. What do you think your defense has done so well this year that's allowed you guys to be effective?
Well, fundamental. With every player that we have on our defense, there's not like a weak spot. We're fundamental, and up front, our front seven's very physical. I've said it all year. I knew we were going to be physical. Obviously, we have some size up front, and then our linebacking crew is good. So I think that part of our success is definitely due to our offense, but our defense is solid and is going to remain fundamental.
You move on, you take on Sheridan in the first round of the Division III playoffs. It's one of two CCL games of the week here on AM 820. Begins at 6:45 with the pregame show. They've got a very dynamic quarterback, a very good dual threat quarterback in Devin Dupler. What are you guys going to have to do to slow him down and contain him?
One of the things we're going to have to do is we're really going to have to be pass responsible. We have to respect the run, of course, as he's dual threat. But you know, our secondary is ready. We've had a good week of practice, and I think it's just all going to come down to execution.
You guys last year in the playoffs lost to Zanesville in the regional final. Didn't get quite as far as you really wanted to. How has that that loss to Zanesville last year really left a taste and a hunger in your mouth and really fueled you guys, especially now as you head into the postseason again?
That loss makes us super hungry. All off season, we always stress that we don't know what it's going to take. It could be an inch here, it could be an inch there, but we don't know what that inch is that's going to make us succeed in situations like that. Last year, I mean, if you really look at it, we were an inch away. We're on the goal line for four downs. So we just really looked at it as a time to get better and as a time to take it and move on.
Well, Ryan, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Stallions when you take on Sheridan in round one of the playoffs and hopefully a long run in these playoffs.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales linebacker and wide receiver Ryan Corcoran for that. The Stallions host Thornville Sheridan tomorrow night in our second of two playoff games of the week right here on AM 820. Bishop Hartley finished up the year on a six-game winning streak, beating reigning Sports Academy 72-14 last Friday night. The Hawks moving on to the postseason with a record of 8-2 tonight. Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now. And Coach, you rack up 696 yards in total offense, 657 of it coming on the ground. Is that as high an offensive output that your team's ever had?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we outmatched the Rain Thunder quite a bit, but we were very appreciative to have a game, and we're very appreciative that they brought their team over. They're much improved this year from last, and Coach Hayward does a great job, and you know, we want to support their mission, but most importantly, we just wanted to have a game. And we were appreciative that they enabled us to do that. And the kids have played well. You know, these last few weeks we've had games where we've had the wind at our back and we've really got after people, and many people have contributed, and we're really pleased with that.
Coach, you mentioned maybe the difference in talent there in a game like that. What's your mentality heading in? You don't want to show the other team up. You want, right, and you need to get your guys some work, especially the reserves, but you don't want to get anyone hurt either. How do you balance that?
Yeah, we've kind of had a plan with it. I mean, we're not stupid as coaches. I think the coaches that play coy and I mean, you know, you're a better football team than somebody you're playing. And, you know, you look at each week and, you know, we're better than them, we're not as good as them. You know, it's going to be 50-50. It's going to be a tight ball game. And, you know, we've been a better football team than some of these teams here at the end. And what we want to do is we want to obviously stay fresh and stay crisp. Well, we can do that during the week of practice, too. Kids are going to play, you know, we're obviously a very veteran team, so kids are going to play a lot of football. And, you know, the way we have kind of looked at it is, you know, those older kids are going to play the first three series no matter what. And if the score was 21-0 or 21-21 or whatever, that was what they were going to play. And then we were going to have kind of a next wave, which were, I don't know, a second group, but probably a good varsity group that were going to play the rest of the way, you know, almost through the end of the first half. And then the JVs were going to play the whole second half. So we've kind of had a good plan on that, but we've kind of focused the week of practice on fundamentals and base skills that we're going to need, you know, to advance through the tournament.
Speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, as Hawks the number 5 seed in Division 4 Region 14 heading to Jonathan Alder tonight to face the Pioneers in round one of the playoffs. It's the first of two games of the week right here on AM 820. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820. What can you tell us about this Alder squad, Brad?
We do have a great history with them. You know, we've played them 10 years in a row, I think from 97 to 06, and Coach Geyer fiercely competed with them. And what was interesting was we won the first five contests, and they won the next five contests. You know, programs of our caliber, both us and Alder, to play for 10 straight years, obviously that creates a healthy rivalry, to say the least. But it did not end on good terms. You know, their last victory over us was 34-0, and they shut us out. And, you know, the games were getting wider and wider margins. So, you know, our last generation certainly remembers that, so we've got to carry the mantle for the pride of our program. You know, they're very well coached. They're what you expect out of a playoff football team at this time of the year. You know, they're obviously very good. They're very confident, like everybody that's going to continue to play, because they've been so successful in the regular season. They've had some injuries. They've had some really good football players who have been banged up the second half of the year, and that's kind of limited some of their scores a little bit. But they got a great football team, and you could imagine how tigered up they'll be in Plain City tonight.
This is your seventh straight playoff appearance. Of course, two state titles in there, regional finals, regional semifinals, deep runs into the playoffs. Do you think that experience in games like this will give you an advantage tonight? And what does that say about your program?
Well, we're obviously in pretty rare air with the program. We've done well, and to have all those accolades are good and they're important. But we've spent a lot of time talking about, you know, we're not going to take them for granted. We're honored to be in the top. You know, if you're in the playoffs at this point of the year, you're in the top third of the teams in the state of Ohio. So you're a really good football team, and we're proud that we have a really good football team. Now, you know, to get deeper in the playoffs, you're now playing against other really good football teams. We're happy about the tradition, you know, that we've been able to build upon. Hartley's had fantastic tradition for 50 years before I got here, and I'm really proud the kids have been able to build upon that.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Jonathan Alder.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. A big part of the Hawks' success this season has been the play of wide receiver and linebacker Jaden Manley. Our Ryan Baker caught up with the senior to talk about the postseason and how he's grown as a player.
Jaden, a big 72-14 win over Reigning Sports Academy last week. Your guys' last game here at Jack Ryan Field. Talk about what that was like playing your last game on this at this field and what the atmosphere was like.
It felt pretty good. You know, a lot of our parents and friends were out here celebrating our last game, you know, for 2017, and it was a very good atmosphere out here. It was sad to go, but either way it goes, you know, we're ready, and we do everything we can for Hartley, so it was a pretty good, you know, time being here.
Last year, about halfway through the year, it seems like you really started to get things and take off. You played some wide receiver and safety. Now you're playing wide receiver and linebacker for this team. What do you think the difference is your play now from last year to this year?
I say that I've gotten more mature. You know, I grew up more. Last year really started when I, you know, played half the season. I grew up from then. And, you know, I just took what the seniors, you know, gave me last year, you know, very amounts of like notes and everything that I needed to do for this year's team, and just to get better each every day.
So you guys move on to the playoffs. Obviously not unfamiliar territory for you guys, where you always want to be. You've got a road game, though. You're going to Jonathan Alder. We talked about it a little bit, but is it a little disappointing that you're not going to get to play that home playoff game here this year?
Yeah, because all my 4 years, you know, I mean, all my 3 years that, you know, we've been home, and it's the first time we've ever been, like, away and as a 5-seed. So, you know, it's pretty different, but I believe that we can take on the challenge of being the road dogs.
It's obviously early in the week, but what do you guys know about Jonathan Alder already? What have you seen? What do you expect from them?
Well, I've seen that they have a very good team. You know, they got a good wide receiver. He can do anything on the field. Their quarterback is excellent. We just know that they'll play hard just like us, and that, you know, two good teams are going to clash on Friday night. So,
you guys, you know, you've been such a good team here. A lot of times you guys are playing against yourself. So what do you guys need to make sure you do this week to get that win?
I say that me being a wide receiver, our wide receiver needs to not hold as much. I guess we've been called for holding a lot, and so we need to work on our blocking a lot, and, you know, just getting focused for the game mentally.
Well, Jaden, thanks a lot for this.
Thank you.
Have a great practice today and the rest of the week, and good luck this week,
sir.
Against Alder.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley wide receiver and linebacker Jaden Manley, and our Ryan Baker. The Hawks opening up round one of the Division IV playoffs tonight at Jonathan Alder, the first of our two games of the week this weekend right here on AM 820. We'll wrap up the preview show right after this.
former Ohio State and NFL quarterback Bobby Hoy.
Growing up in Ohio, the lessons I learned through sports not only helped take me to the Ohio State University and the NFL, but they also apply every day in my career after sports. Lessons that build character, discipline, sportsmanship, and teamwork are what remain long after your playing days are over. Through Interscholastic Athletics, OHSAA member schools help kids build a foundation for a lifetime of success.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Sometimes Christians discern themselves into paralysis. Does God want me to be a priest or get married? Play piano or violin? Date this person or that person? Pepperoni pizza or sausage? St. Augustine saw things more simply. He said, "Love God and then do what you want." Why? Because if we love God, our hearts will naturally want what He wants for us. God reveals His will through our own heart's longings, our gifts and talents, the input of others who we trust, and the ordinary events of our everyday lives. And while He can break through and speak to us in miraculous ways, even St. Teresa of Avila, who had visions, said to never go into prayer without spiritual reading. Never presume God's going to act outside the ordinary. I know a priest who wasn't sure if he should become a Benedictine or Franciscan. He didn't ask for signs. He took out a ruler and measured which was closest to his house on the map. He's been a happy Franciscan for decades. Keep things simple. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Bryce Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Help us drive home the Word of God to our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio family of listeners. Did you know that you can donate your car, truck, or van to AM 820? And your donation may qualify you for a tax deduction. It's easy and a great way to share the Word of God with listeners all over Ohio. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online for details at stgabrielradio.com.
The high school football playoffs get underway tonight. Four of Central Ohio's Catholic high school football teams make it into the postseason, and we have two games of the week this weekend here on AM 820. Tonight, Hartley heads to Jonathan Alder to open the D4 playoffs. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show just moments from now. Also tonight, Reedy is on the road at River. Don't forget, after the game tonight, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran give you all the playoff scores from around the state and talk with the winning Central Ohio coaches, as well as preview some of tomorrow's games. If you have a score, tweet it to us at AM 820 Scoreboard and check out our website, am820scoreboard.com. Tomorrow afternoon, Newark Catholic opens the playoffs on the road to face Bel Air. And tomorrow night, in Division III, it's DeSales hosting Thornville Sheridan live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the games.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, managing editor for thisweeksports.com. Join me and Ryan Baker every Friday night for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Our coverage begins after the CCL Game of the Week with scores and highlights from all the area football teams, including those from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. We'll also have in-depth updates from the top matchups from our field correspondents from thisweeksports.com. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Only on AM 820, the place to turn to Friday night after the game.